that they provide valuable contributions to the Council's work. In this meeting and during the 57th session, building on a long history of contributions to the work of the United Nations. Enhanced participation by Indigenous peoples also brings added legitimacy and sustainability to the decisions adopted by this Council. Indigenous peoples have the right to participate in all decision-making concerning themselves. To make this a reality, Norway has reiterated our support to establish a new and independent accreditation mechanism led by Indigenous peoples from the 7 sociocultural regions. The mechanism should have an open and inclusive procedures and transparent accreditation criteria based on the principles of self-identification and self-determination. We underscored the need for flexibility to ensure respect for the diversity of Indigenous peoples globally. The expert mechanism may serve as an interim mechanism. However, participation demands a safe and enabling environment, free from intimidation and reprisals. We condemn reprisals against Indigenous peoples and human rights defenders, and support work to strengthen the UN mechanisms to prevent and address reprisals. Norway would like to thank the OHCHR and the Secretariat for hosting this meeting. We also thank our co-facilitators, Binota Moy Damai and Ambassador of Canada, Peter McDougall. We thank all stakeholders for their contributions. While important achievements have been made, work remains. Norway affirms our commitment to the process of enhancing meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples in this Council. Moving forward, we should be guided by these two intersessional meetings, the discussion paper and its annex, as well as the views of Indigenous peoples from all over the world. I thank you.
I thank the representative from Norway and give the floor to the representative from Colombia.